Chapter 42. I, for one, badly needed this, I said, sipping my cup of hot caramel mocha coffee. Grandy's was a warm, relaxing place any time, but it was especially welcoming when a cold March wind rattled the leaves outside and clouds threatened more rain. Pat grinned. You needed what? The coffee or our priceless friendship? I grinned back. Both, actually. So did I, said Jackie. Remember I told you about Mike, the boy Ron is trying to help? Well, what would you think if I said we may be adding him to our family? I set my cup down with a clatter. Your what? Do you mean you are planning to adopt him? Jackie nodded. We're still in the thinking and talking phase. It's exciting and there's so much to work out and, oh, I am so scared. It's a big step, I agreed. Are you scared as in good scared or bad scared? Jackie gripped her coffee cup tightly. Good and bad. Do we really know what we're doing? What a responsibility. But mostly, I'm just excited. He's a really sweet boy. But what do I know about children or being a mother? Pat reached across the table and patted Jackie's free hand. You'll be a super mom. That's the best news I've heard since Gerald told me they're expecting. My emotions were torn between being happy for my friend and feeling hurt that she hadn't told me adoption might be in the works. But this wasn't about me. It was about Jackie and Ron and a little boy named Mike. Super, I echoed. It's wonderful, Jackie. I didn't know you were even considering it. I looked up as Daisy scooted in beside me, holding a glass of Coke. Considering what? Or is it none of my business? Jackie repeated her announcement. Well, Daisy said, if you'd care to hear my opinion, and I'm sure you don't, but anyway, I think that's terrific. A child is just what you and Ron need to perk up your old age. Jackie sputtered, Old age? Pardon me? Daisy laughed. I'm kidding. I'm just referring to the fact that you three call yourselves the mature Mouseketeers. I gigged her in the ribs. That's the three Musketeers, thank you. Still smiling, Daisy said, Kidding aside, I'm happy you've made that big decision to take a child into your lives. She turned toward me. I do apologize for barging in, but when I saw you, Ned, I thought I'd give you the good news about your parents' old home place. I've talked to the owner, and she's not only willing, she's eager to sell. I think I can negotiate a pretty good deal for you. The day seemed suddenly brighter. Say, Daisy, that's great. I thought you'd be glad, she said. Maybe we can get together someday soon with the current owner and talk about the nitty-gritty, which would be price. I was already forming plans about the land. Should I put up another house? Would I want to live there or rent it, and what sort of structure should it be? You bet, I said. The sooner the better. Thanks, Daisy. This seems to be the day for good things to happen, Pat said. And you know what? It's about time. March is nearly gone, and with it, that troublesome blue moon. Now, if the murderer who has been wreaking havoc on the Carver legacy would just step forward and confess... That's not likely to happen, Jackie said. And Ned, don't look on that as a challenge. Remember, you're supposed to be letting Cade and Sheriff Cordray handle it. I finished my mocha and dabbed my mouth with a napkin. That's just what I'm doing. In case I'm tempted to do otherwise, I have a small reminder to stay away from the Carver farm. I gingerly felt the knot on my head. Oops, I'd better be going, Daisy said, glancing at her watch. I have a client to meet. That reminds me, would you believe that one of the Carvers, Pearly, came by the office and asked what sort of value I'd set on the farm? I sputtered as heat rose to my face. She didn't. Yes, she did, Daisy said, getting to her feet. And I understand the place hasn't even gone to probate yet. Some eager beavers out there. Now, Ned, Pat said as I shrugged into my jacket, Don't get a bee in your bonnet. Remember your promise. There's nothing you can do about the Carvers, one way or the other. Somebody out there, or maybe the whole clan, is devious and dangerous. They can't do a thing legally. Not yet, anyway. I took a deep breath. You're right, and I don't plan to do anything. I don't even know what I could do. I just wish the sheriff and Cade would hurry up and put the murderer in jail, whoever he or she is. Or whoever they are, Jackie added. Thing is, please watch your back. Those were my exact intentions.